Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high in the mid to upper 60s this afternoon. Scattered storms tonight with a low in the upper 40s to low 50s tomorrow. Scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 53.
Good morning, y'all. Time for some coffee, conversation, and country right here at 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show.
Lord, it's the same old tune, fiddle and guitar. Where do we take it from here? Rhinestone suits and new shiny cars. It's been the same way for years.
We need to get going. It's a Friday. We got a lot to do today in the next hour. James here, Seth with you.
Yes, indeed. Good morning, everybody.
Hope you all are having a great start to your Friday out there. We're going to make sure to get you ready for the weekend. We're going to have some fun. We'll be talking about a bunch of things. We got some country music news for you. Some great music lined up. Get into our schedule. Talk about some winning. All that coming up. But we have to start show. First off, thanking our great friends at From the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Big shout out to them. Go visit them when they open their doors at 250 West Grand Avenue, right here in Rapids. Buy local, support local. But Seth, I have to confess to you, and the audience already knows, I tried to give away Bluegrass at the Lake tickets already.
Okay, you did.
I did, and I threw in a pair of WIRI sunglasses.
Oh, yes, our new.
Feels good WIRI to get sunglasses. It out loud. Feels good to, you know, to let you know and everything. I try to wait until the 8 o'clock hour to give away stuff,
That's okay.
I couldn't help it.
It's all right.
To make it up to you and the audience, I say this hour we try to give away another pair.
I think we should.
All right, we'll do that sometime
totally
in the
board.
Next hour. Do want to thank everybody for getting in on the Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest.
Yes.
7 o'clock hour blew up. I'm sure the 11, 2, and 4 o'clock hours will as
Last
well.
Last chances, everybody. Mm-hmm. Got to get them in today.
Be listening for that. And we're going to have plenty of contests throughout the summer. Maybe not statewide, but certainly here at our
some
stations.
Some local stuff here. Other events happening.
I mean, we got some stuff from Ground Up to give away. We got these new sunglasses and stuff. We're going to have some fun with that.
A few other things to give away, too.
And we're going to be out there live and direct as much as we can. We will be this weekend. More on that in a little bit.
Yes.
But I wanted to start the show congratulating our Assumption Lady Royals, Seth.
Yes. They took it to Aquinas last night. A 2-1 game. Classic. I don't know if a lot of people gave him a chance. I don't know if we gave him much of a chance. But boy, they sure did pull it out. So they are moving on to the sectional championship, which is Saturday. They don't have the opponent yet. It's going to be either, well, I can't remember off the top of my head, but we'll let you know that too.
Yeah.
But they are going to be playing at 4 o'clock on Saturday. And out of town. They will be out of town. So the only way, if you're not willing to drive somewhere, if you want to catch the game, you're going to have to listen right here on WIRI.
It'll be against Washburn or Regis McDowell.
There we go.
And
okay.
We'll see. We'll await the winner of that.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been such a fun season for them.
It's kind of been a surprising season.
Yes.
I mean, it's been, I don't think it's too surprising. They have a good team, but this has been, wow. They're on quite a run.
You and I came into this a little bit, with some already kind of hang-ups with our sports teams and the way we approach sports.
Yeah, right.
We try to lower our expectations because that's just what we've grown up with.
Right.
Michael came in on Wednesday and we were talking about this, and I pre-game and on air we're talking. I was like, Michael, what is the preview? What do they have? What are the odds for us on this one? And while Aquinas was a very good team and had a really good season, he kept talking about the depth of Assumption. And when you're in this point in the season, and you have teams that are pretty evenly matched, what is that little bit of an outlier? And for me, what I heard and from what I could tell, it's that depth and that that endurance. The Assumption Lady Royals have such an endurance to them, along with some really talented kicking and all that. It's a fun team, and whatever happens, this has been a blast of a season.
Right.
Congratulations to the Lady Royals, not only the coaching staff, of course the players, but all the parents, everybody getting these kids to practices and games and everything. We appreciate you. All the refs
sticking
calling
around
these games.
Yeah, it's great.
They call them refs? in soccer?
They call them refs, yeah.
They do. They do. They call them refs. I knew that.
Officials, umpires. I don't know. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's referees, yes.
Taking a look at a little bit of country music news with you. Luke Combs wants to bring country music to the masses. That means even to people who don't like country. Because Luke was once himself one of those people.
Really?
Wow. Here's what he had to say. Quote, I'm passionate about country music and have a deep knowledge of its inner workings. But I'm also someone who ran as far away from country music as I could and hated it for a decade when I was 10 or 11 years old.
Really?
That makes sense.
Wow.
Well, and you and I have talked about this. I've talked about it on the morning show for a very long time. When it comes to music and the way that the music that we are all handed down music. The first music we get into is all from our parents, our guardians, maybe an older sibling, but it's not
just
ours.
Just through osmosis, being around it all the time, right?
It's around the, and this is science and a bunch of other studies and everything, but between 10 to 13 is when we start picking more music. And if we're fortunate, maybe nowadays, I guess, downloading it and everything. But for you and I, it was buying a tape, a CD, something like that.
That's right, yeah.
And we usually remember those first tapes, those first CDs that we bought and everything. And is we could go 20, 30 years without hearing that music. It shows up on the radio. We are in nostalgia at town.
Transported. Yep.
Yes,
right back to that time. Yeah.
But we push back on that original music. It doesn't matter how much you love it now or anything like that. There was a point in your life where you pushed back at it.
I remember doing that.
It's the rebellious human spirit.
Yep.
It is something that everybody has, some more than others. Trust me. Ask my mother and my parents about that. Luke Combs hated country music for a decade. So he kind of, you know, when he came back to it, it was with a lot of passion and love. Here's what happened. He said, I eventually rediscovered my love for country music and feel like though the genre might not be for everyone, some parts of the genre could be for anyone.
It's a good way of putting it.
That's a great line,
that
man.
That is a great way of putting it. Yeah.
So now he's on a mission to de-stigmatize country music to those who give it a bad rap. And he has a chance to do this on his big summer tour in front of a lot of people.
Right.
Luke plays the New Fork Folk Festival on July 28th.
Wow.
Which I don't know how many people in his position have been done that before.
Right. Right. That's interesting. That's because that is a different group of people, to be sure. Now, I'm Mr. Combs is a very talented songwriter and singer, and I am sure, like they said, I think he'll find some new fans there. I think he will turn some heads.
If you got to take a modern artist and you're trying to play something at a different festival, in summer, that's all we have is festivals now and everything, which isn't a bad thing. It's just that's mainly what it is.
That's
now
what it is stuff. Now. Yeah.
But if you're picking an artist to do this with, you couldn't. I mean, Luke Combs is, as much as I love Chris Stapleton or I think Lainey Wilson are great, I think that they may be a little bit more leaning in one direction or another, whatever that direction might be, for the listener. Because I think something we don't think a lot about is everybody has their already preconceived ideas of music and all these things.
Yep.
Luke Combs is very, while being unique and original, being very much like, well, I don't really know where to put him sometimes. He plays, you know, Ain't No Love for Oklahoma. I love that song. I played it for my dad just to see what he would think. He's like, this is really cool. Who's this guy? I'm like, oh, he's this country artist.
Yeah.
He's a country, you know? But at the same time, I talk to our listeners all the time about this, especially guys like Luke Combs. They love him. They claim him. He's theirs. He's a country artist. They will not share him with anybody else. So he's an interesting artist in that regard.
Right. And there's a group of them out there right now that are mainly country artists, but they kind of transcend the genre. And I got to tell you, they've got some great precedents. A guy by the name of Willie Nelson has done that for decades. Country, you can claim Willie Nelson is a country artist. Totally. But he transcends the genre.
Yeah.
People from all walks of life love Willie Nelson.
Yeah. Yeah. There are people who don't know anything or like any country that love Willie. Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
A great example. And speaking of, that kind of segues into this next one. So this is kind of going to be interesting. For next year's Grammys, the award formerly known as Best Country Album will now be called Best Contemporary Country Album. And they will also be adding a new category, Best Traditional Country Album. there's a lot to unpack here. And 1 year after Beyonce wins makes the timing of this kind of, you know, a little.
Yeah.
There's a, according to the Grammy website, traditional country music, quote, adheres to the more traditional sound structures of the country genre, including rhythm and singing style, lyrical content, as well as traditional country instrumentation, such as acoustic guitar, steel guitar, fiddle, banjo, mandolin, piano, and live drums.
Mm-hmm.
Where contemporary country music, quote, remains reminiscent and relevant to the legacy of country music culture, while also engaging in more contemporary music forms. Someone tweeted, Morgan Wallen and Post Malone better not be in the traditional country music category.
Yeah.
Which I would agree with.
Yeah, I would agree with that too, yeah.
I got some other names to throw in there too, but if this is what, first off, this is the Grammys. This is what they do.
It's true. They change their categories all the time.
They've been doing this forever.
Yes.
And they've added, and this is part of the reason why there are literally 900 categories for the Grammys. Because guess what? There are about 900 different styles of music.
Yeah.
It's an impossible task.
It is. It really is.
It is an impossible task to hand out one of these awards for one category.
Yeah.
It's insane.
You can't do it because music is just, film, you know, is one thing. The Oscars is pretty straightforward. We know what a movie is, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We know what a TV show is for the Emmys, you know, Tony Awards, all these other things. Now try to do that with music. It's darn near impossible.
Darn near impossible. I say this as a creative. I say this as somebody who loves being a creative. Awards are silly. Awards really are silly. It's so opinion based. In sports,
very subjective.
In sports, I get it. You know, every once in a while, it's, well, I don't know who's going to be Judd or Ohtani. Who's the MVP? They, you know, it's a pretty close race or whatever. But then at the same time, you've never seen anything like Shohei Ohtani,
right?
You know, or Aaron Judd with his home run season or something like that. It's a little bit easier, although it's not still clear cut.
Mm-hmm.
But in entertainment, in music, in movies, in TV shows, it's one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard of. And I vote on these things. And I still can't wrap my mind around we're supposed to decide with acting, where one actor trains and works to become this role and does all these things, and then another does something completely different, and then I'm supposed to decide between
which
those
two. Which one's better, right? Yeah.
And the same thing with music. Music is music. Of course, if you don't, the only way that you shouldn't be happy about country music blowing up and having these modern art, some of these artists trying to tinker with it and do different things, you don't have to listen to it, but you should be thankful for it because it's keeping country music relevant. It's keeping it alive.
Mm-hmm.
And those artists help fund the artists you love.
Mm-hmm.
It's no different than any other genre.
It's just very true.
There's a lot of rap I don't like nowadays, but I'm thankful for it because it's helping promote the other stuff.
The stuff you do.
Same thing with a lot of the rock I like and a lot of those things.
Sure.
I am a huge fan of Kenny G, not of his music, but of him as a person because I love jazz.
Yep.
He kept jazz relevant.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many people got a jazz contract because of him?
Yeah.
Like that's to me the real win. That's the things that are successful to me in music is when you can do that. Keep a genre alive.
Exactly.
Keep it healthy. And certainly when you can keep the traditions going. That's a cool part of it too, I think, that a lot of these artists are able to. And I also think it's just one of the most silliest conversations there is.
Yeah, it is very silly.
It's really silly.
But that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's what we do. It's what we do as human beings. It's what we do. We got some great stuff coming up for you. We're going to get into Bluegrass at the Lake and give away some tickets for it. Right now, Randy Travis, Deeper Than the Holler on 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show.
City singers singing about how they can love deeper than the oceans, higher than the stars above. Well, I come from the country and I know I ain't seen it all, but I heard that ocean salty and the stars they sometimes fall, and that would not do justice to the way I feel for you. So I had to sing a song about all the things I knew. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall and lay honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. From the back roads to the Broadway shows, with a million miles between, there's at least a million love songs that people love to sing. And everyone is different, and everyone's the same, and this is just another way of saying the same thing. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on the springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill.
Like two rebels without a cause. I've got people in Boston. Ain't your daddy still in Des Moines? We can pack up tomorrow. Tonight, let's flip a coin. Heads, Carolina. Tails, California. Somewhere greener.
a second wind. Turning these doubles into nothing. Trying to drown something burning down in my chest. It's beating me black and blue, like only goodbye will do. Wish I could just drop it, but I got a problem. And it ain't even you. No, it ain't even you. Damn this heart and everything that comes with it. Damn this missing you, even that feeling. I'd rip it out, girl, if I didn't need it. If you're gonna break it, well, why don't you keep it? It ain't doing nothing but keeping me up. I can't help it, it just loves what it loves. It hurt like hell when you tore it apart. But I didn't know that it would take it this hard. But damn this heart. Like you don't understand, we're as done as we've ever been. Yeah, I wish I never felt it, nothing I can tell it. It's dragging me through hell and back again. Damn this heart and everything that comes with it. Damn this missing you, even that feeling. I'd rip it out, girl, if I didn't need it. If you're gonna break it, well, why don't you keep it? It ain't doing nothing but keeping me up. Can't help it, it just loves what it loves. It hurt like hell when you tore it apart. But I didn't know that it would take you this hard. Damn this hard. But I got a problem, and it ain't even you. No, it ain't even you. Damn this heart and everything that comes with it. Damn this missing you, even that feeling. I'd rip it out, girl, if I didn't need it. If you're gonna break it, well, why don't you keep it? It ain't doing nothing but keeping me up. I can't help it, it just was what it was. It hurt like hell when you tore it apart. But I didn't know that it would take it this hard. Damn this hard. Damn this hard. Yeah, yeah.
105.5 FM. Tell your smart speaker to play WIRI.
Watching everybody else having fun. Well, I don't miss much if it happens on the dance hall floor. Mercy, look what just walked through that door. Well, hello, T-R-O-U-D-L-E. Tell me what in the world you're doing there. Mama had a time to raise nine kids. She told me not to stare cause it was impolite. She did the best she could to try to raise me right. But mama never told me about nothing like a Y-O-U. That your mama must have been another good looking honey too. Hey, hey, good L-O-O-K-I-N-G. Well, I smell T-R-O. Sexy walking, honky-talking, baby. The men are gonna love you and the women gonna hate you. Reminding them of everything they're never gonna be. Maybe the beginning of a World War III. Cause the world ain't ready for nothing like a Y-O-U. I bet your mama must have been another good-looking mama too.
Big Finish. Love that one. Travis Tritt helping us spell out there. Trouble on 105.5 WIRI. We should have had that as one of our keywords.
Yeah, that's right. We could just play the song, and people would have been able to spell it. Yeah.
It's been so easy for everybody. Thank you, Travis Tritt.
Very good.
Good things on the way for you, everybody. Going to hear from George Strait, Brooks, and Don Toby Keith, of course, to wrap up our show. All that coming up for you. And just a quick reminder, the Bluegrass at the Lake kicked off yesterday. Heard great things. Heard it was really well.
Yeah.
Shout out to Southbound and Silas Band and all that. It was a lot of fun.
Starting it off right.
Got good things going on today. The Neshaw River Boys, Art Stevenson, and Highwater. God, I love Art.
Yes.
Good stuff. Silas Powell Band going to be back at it. And Sorting the Mail. God, that's a good name.
Yes,
Sorting the Mail.
That's classic. Oh, my gosh.
They're going to be performing today. And then tomorrow, the musical kickoff at noon with Handpicked Bluegrass, Silas Powell Band, Big Tooth Bluegrass Band, Chris Staton, and the Chicken Wire Empire.
Yes. Man.
Going to be a good lineup.
That's good stuff. Wow. Silas Powell Band. Man, they're putting in a lot of work this weekend.
Yeah, big shout out to them. Yeah. Big shout out to them. Working all 3 days of this wonderful fest. And we encourage you to be a part of it, not only because of all this, but there's also some other great things going on with this one for the kids and the whole family. And, of course, we're going to be live and direct tomorrow.
We are, everyone. We're going to be there from 12 to 2. Mm-hmm. Got Laura and me going to be on location, going to be broadcasting from there just as the music is kicking off. Of course, they also have Touch a Truck going on there. They have tons of raffles. Great food. It's a great time, everyone. You're going to want to head on down there.
A lot of people might not realize this, but Laura and Seth, incredible tag team. Incredible tag team. They've been doing this in the territories for a long time. They're going to have a great show for you tomorrow. We're looking forward to being down there at Lake Wazicha. It's going to be a blast. Come say hi. I think we should bring some sunglasses down there.
I think we'll bring some sunglasses. We've got a couple other things, too, I think we can give away. So
stop by and say hi to the team down there. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Our styling logo. You need our logo on your body somewhere.
Seth, I would like to guarantee that the audience is going to be down there. How could we do that? Do you have any thoughts, any ideas?
Well, you know, the easiest way to do that would be to literally give them tickets to the show.
Let's do it.
I mean, that's, you know, that sounds like the best way.
Can I throw in a pair of sunglasses?
I think you should.
Yeah, let's do it.
Absolutely.
Got a pair of sunglasses and some tickets to go see Bluegrass at the Lake tomorrow. It's up to you.
It's either day. You can pick either day. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. Call up and win these tickets, everybody. 715-423-1055, 423-1055, or text us through this, or call us, I should say, through the Civic Media app.
Yes.
Go ahead and hit us up.
That'll work as well.
Of course, go to bluegrassatthelake.com right now to find out more information, make your plans, and support these amazing people, this amazing cause that is going on right there.
Fabulous event.
Perfect Friday song, Garth Brooks, Friends in Low Places on 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. Slip on down to the oasis. So I've got friends in low places. Guess I was wrong, I just don't belong. But then I've been there before. Everything's alright, I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene, Just give me an hour and there, well, I'll be as high as that ivory tower that you're living on. 'Cause I got friends in all places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. Yeah, I'm not big on salty graces. Think I'll slip on.
Everyone, I'm Craig Orndorff. On the next Weekend in the Country, we're heading back to the middle of June in 1984, when Ronald Reagan was in office, the LA Summer Olympics were coming up, and Ghostbusters was at the movies. And on the radio, we were listening to the first big hit by the Judds, along with hits by Vern Gosden, Eddie Raven, Ann Murray, and Alabama. We'll have them and more on the next Weekend in the Country.
Sunday nights from 6 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI.
Have you ever looked at their name closely? Quality Plus Printing. Don't settle for subpar family photos. Quality Plus Printing will bring them to life on a cup, canvas, or card. Quality service plus great quality printing. Find them on 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Get those oars ready. It's time for Rafter Baseball. Your Wisconsin Rapids Rafter season is here, and there's never been a better time to get to legendary Winter Field. They have new and classic promotions going on all summer. And remember, if you can't get to the park, every hit, every pitch, every win is at 97.5 WFHR. We will have every game broadcast here as it's been for 16 years. Get to know the team with our segment, Meet Your Rafters, and listen for ticket giveaways. It's going to be a memorable summer with your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters and your 97.5 FM WFHR. Let's play ball.
Country favorites and classics for all of Central Wisconsin. You've got them right here on 105.5 WIRI.
He wondered how she'd take it when he said goodbye. Thought she might do some crying, lose some sleep at night. But he had no idea when he hit the road that without him in her life, she'd let herself go. Let herself go on a singles cruise to Vegas, once been to Honolulu. Let herself go to New York City. A week at the spa, came back knocked out pretty. When he said he didn't love her no more, she let herself go. Poured her heart and soul into their three-bedroom ranch. Spent her days raising babies, ironing his pants.
Came home one day from the grocery store and found his note. And without him there to stop her, she let herself go. Let herself go on her first blind date. Had the time of her life with some friends at the lake. Let herself go, buy a brand new car. Drove down to the beach, he always said was too far. Sand sure felt good between her toes. She let herself go on a singles cruise. To Vegas once, then to Honolulu. Let herself go to New York City. A week at the spa, came back knocked out pretty. When he said he didn't love her no more, she let herself go. To Vegas once, Honolulu, New York City, came back knocked out pretty.
Johnny be good. Looking so sweet, it ought to be a crime. She plays with my heart and messes with my mind. Acts like Madonna, but she listens to Merle. Rock my world, little country girl. She wears snakeskin boots made by Calvin Klein. Sunglasses from the five and dime. All the other girls in school, they give her dirty looks. She got an A in math and never cracked a book. The show looks good in her denim man pearls. Rock my world, little country girl. Rock my world, drag me out on the floor. Dance with me till I can't dance anymore.
Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 FM, WIRI, Nakusa. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Stars stay up all night. Well, I don't know, can't see them for the glow of the neon lights. And it's a long way from here to the place where the home fires burn. Well, it's 2,000 miles and one left turn. Dear Mom and Dad, please send money. I'm so broke that it ain't funny. Well, I don't need much, just enough to get me through.
Like the way she sings, Sugarland Baby yeah. Girl, on 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show. That is going to do it for me for the week. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Seth, though, you got some more coffee.
I got more. I got to get that second cup out there, everyone. Stay tuned. Keep listening at 9:30. We got a little cowboy with your coffee. And then, of course, at 10 o'clock, it's Friday, everyone. Flashback Friday coming your way. We're going to 1973. Going to play the top five songs from this week in history, 1973. Stay tuned for that. And, of course, at 11, We're getting down to the nitty-gritty here, everyone. One of the final words for our Scani Summer Text to Win statewide contest. That's coming up at 11. Of course, after that, you've got some Katie Cruz, Playmakers, Laura's Lounge, all kinds of stuff happening the rest of the day.
Daddy D this weekend at Gospel Country Music Hour. Be sure to be listening for that. And, of course, we're going to be live and direct in a couple times this weekend. We will be at Bluegrass at the Lake from 10 to 2. Mm-hmm. Seth and Laura are going to tag team that for you. Come on down by the booth. Say hi to us and everything. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Get some styling sunglasses. Yeah.
Yes. And Assumption Lady Royals, our soccer team, is moving on. Mm-hmm. We will have that game for you on Saturday at 4 o'clock.
Yes, indeed. Busy weekend.
Yeah. Here's some Toby Keith for you, everybody. Who's your daddy? On 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show. Have a good weekend.
Day with From the Ground Up Coffee House and Roastery and a good cup of coffee. Spring fever has arrived, so don't let that old morning drag hold you back from the next garden project or walk with your best friend. First stop in for some coffee, tea, or fresh baked goods, or try the new overnight oats and to-go breakfast sandwiches. Stop in for a big hello from the coffee crew. From the Ground Up Coffee House and Roastery, where every morning starts with a great cup of coffee to get you going.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Warm weather is finally here, and so is wildfire smoke from Canada. Forecasters say we can expect air quality warnings to come and go and come again with no end in sight as fires blaze out of control across central and western Canada. Environmental advocates say the hazardous smoke blanketing our state just when we want to head outdoors shows no community is safe from the impacts of climate change and should be a wake-up call for policymakers. The EPA is pushing to end its popular Energy Star program that has helped families identify energy-efficient appliances and home energy upgrades for more than 30 years. A group of U.S. senators, including Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin, is calling on the EPA to keep the popular program, saying for every dollar spent on Energy Star, Americans get $350 in savings. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's our Scotty Summer statewide text to win contest right here on 105.5 WIRI. We're hooking you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then get ready to text in for your chance to win each weekday at 7, 11, 2, and 4 with 105.5 WIRI.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Advocates are pushing for greater funding for special education in Wisconsin. Savannah Tolme Olson reports.
At least 15% of students in Wisconsin public schools have individualized education plans. That means they have some sort of special education needs. That's more than 120,000 kids statewide. For every dollar spent on special ed in Wisconsin, the state only reimburses about 31 cents. That's among the lowest in the nation. Families filled a room in the Capitol yesterday, advocating for more money and resources for special needs students. Annette Fournier's daughter Maya has cerebral palsy and other diagnoses.
I asked for her bus staff to be trained in seizure response, and I was told there's no funding. Therefore, Maya's life is at risk for 45 minutes every morning and every afternoon because the people who are close to her can't keep her safe because there's no funding. She has the medicine on her wheelchair. If they were trained to use it, they could, but there's no funding.
Right now, Wisconsin schools' portion of the state budget is the smallest it's been in 30 years. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
These families were there because Republicans were expected to unveil their proposal for education funding yesterday. This is one of the big sticking points between Republican leaders in the legislature and Governor Tony Evers. Evers claims Republicans won't compromise and fund education, childcare, and the UW system enough. Republicans claim the state couldn't afford it. The hearing was set for 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon and was delayed 3 or 4 times throughout the day. The hearing finally began last night after 6 o'clock. It continued later into the night. We'll have more on their proposal later today. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high in the mid to upper 60s this afternoon. Scattered storms tonight with a low in the upper 40s to low 50s tomorrow. Scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Back to your country favorites and classics now. 105.5 WIRI.
It's been some time. You still look like an angel. I heard you're doing fine. Got promoted back in April. And you met someone. Your dad says he's okay. Somebody too. She's a model out in LA, and she's begging me to move. She's She says Malibu is really great. I ain't decided if I'm going or not, but at the end of the day, wish I could say I miss you, but you know I never lied. Yeah, I've never been better. Things are going my way. Hey, I sleep like a baby. I never show up late. Wish I could say I miss you. Oh, but you know I never lie.
WIRI on your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
On my sleeve, words come so hard in moments like these. There's feelings I have that are so hard to show, but right now there's one thing I want. I promise I'll always be true. And as long as there's stars over Texas, darling, I'll hide the moon for you. But don't